USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns still weighing heavy on investors. On Wall Street, trading was halted shortly after the morning trading began. Circuit breakers tripped after the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 both fell by more than 8% just seconds after the opening bell. It's the third time in the last week that trading was halted. At last night's 11th Democratic presidential primary debate, the candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders were asked about their choice of running mates.
There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
That's former Vice President Joe Biden answering the question. Seconds later, Bernie Sanders asked the same question, and he replied he, too, in all likelihood, would choose a female running mate. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Academy of Country Music is the latest to postpone a big event because of the coronavirus. The 55th annual ACM Awards were to take place on April 5th in Las Vegas. The show's now been postponed until September. Amid a lot of bare shelves in supermarkets across the nation, President Trump is urging Americans to take it easy.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus briefing Sunday, asking Americans not to hoard. He's spoken with the heads of many, many grocery stores across the country and promises shelves will be stocked.
They're going to work 24 hours around the clock keeping their stores stocked. I would like to say that people shouldn't go out and buy. We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good.
The president goes on to tell reporters in the briefing room,
you don't have to buy so much. Take it easy. Just relax. They're buying more than they buy at Christmas. Relax.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump says, in his words, he is strongly considering a full pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Trump made the announcement yesterday in a Twitter post. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI about having had contact with Russian officials. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he is, in his words, adopting some plans from some of his rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, the former VP announcing that he'll add Senator Bernie Sanders' college education plan to his presidential platform. Its goal is to make public colleges and universities free for families with incomes below $125,000. Biden says he's also picking up much of Elizabeth Warren's bankruptcy plan. Are you among the many Americans stuck at home for the foreseeable future? Have you heard that Disney is trying to make things easier on you? Yeah, it's released the latest Star Wars installment days earlier than originally scheduled. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker was put out on digital platforms late Friday prior to what was supposed to be tomorrow's release date. That movie available for purchase on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, and some other platforms. And Disney has also released Frozen 2 on its streaming service 3 months in advance of the original date. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.